Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
One in four Eurostar trains will be cancelled today and over the weekend. It's following coordinated vandalism, which caused disruption ahead of the Olympics in France. It's thought 800,000 passengers are affected. A police constable is under criminal investigation after a video emerged showing an officer kick and stamp on the head of a man as he lay on the floor at Manchester Airport. An assisted dying bill has officially been introduced in the House of Lords, but Dr. Sarah Holmes, the chief medical officer at Marie Curie, says her focus is on the palliative care crisis and ensuring people are getting the care they need.
Palliative care is about maximising people's quality of life when they have a life-limiting illness. So it's about providing care at the very end of life, in the last days and hours of life.
And crowds have been going wild for Snoop Dogg as the rapper carried the Olympic torch for the Paris Games. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Ellie Robson.
Coming up, Cuts of Africa with Kalungi Fresh.
Imagine, it's Saturday. One minute you're lying on the sofa, horizontal, in your pyjamas, trying to guess which celeb is dressed up as a singing chicken, eyeing up the last sweet and sour pork ball. And the next, corn crackers, you're a millionaire. Lotto, will you be next? Play on app, the National Lottery. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Have you just moved to the UK? You could open an account with a bank that understands your international needs. HSBC UK are here to lend a hand, as the Brits might say. Then you can get on with doing the important stuff, like setting up bills, renting a property, getting a mobile, transferring money, and coming to terms with the weather. Start today by searching HSBC Bank Account. HSBC UK, opening up a world of opportunity. You have to be 18 or older and eligibility criteria apply. At HSBC UK, you are backed by the current account switch guarantee.
And she's off! The corner shop is in sight, the National Lottery sign is there, and she's heading right for it! Look at Rebecca. She's making a real difference just by playing the National Lottery. Her numbers help fund Team GB and Paralympics GB athletes, powering their journey to Paris, one ticket at a time. Oh, just look at her go! Unbelievable stuff! Changing lives like it's a walk to the shops.
The National Lottery, changing lives every day. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Cuts of Africa with Kalungi Fresh.
If like my boom making you fight, anything you ain't
cool.
Now Osmo giving you my anything you ain't
cool.
If that my story can put all your prayer, Olive, anything you ain't
cool.
If she cooking and giving you food, anything you ain't
told.
Anything you ain't
told.
Now what's more giving you my
holy.
Anything you ain't
told.
If that my story can put all your prayer,
holy.
Olive, anything you ain't
told.
If she cooking and giving you food,
holy.
Anything you ain't told.
I see.
I've been thinking of my life on the daily. Dust on my mind getting shady. The good and the bad, bad. True from the light. Can't see myself moving straightly. Every time I pull up at the party, I look wavy. When I'm alone, my thoughts start fading. Whether you pick or not, just for the fact, I'm better than what I'm facing. They told me money is the root of all evil. When I got the money, all I saw was evil people. Lining up all in sequels. All these people care only what you can deliver. They told me money is the root of all evil. When I got the money, all I saw was evil people. Lining up all in sequels. All these people care only what you can deliver. Money is the root of all evil. When I got your money, all I saw was evil people. Lining up all in sequels. All these people care only what you can deliver. They told me money is the root of all evil. When I got your money, all I saw was evil people. Lining up all in sequels. All these people care only what you can deliver. But they really don't care. We all know, say life not fair. But at least you gotta be there. The only show when they hustle that class. What they think can have. But they really don't care. We all know, say like that fan. But at least y'all gotta be there. Don't wanna show when they also get fast. But if they can
Cuts of Africa with me, Kalunji Fresh, right here on Colourful, playing you the finest music coming out of Africa. It's Friday. Oh, yes, indeed. It's Friday. I hope you enjoyed the Colourful Drive. Hang tight, everybody, for tuning in. Trust me, we're bringing you the finest music coming out of Africa. Yes, by we, I mean me, Kalunji Fresh. We open the show with Liberia's El Frankie LaFrankie with their song Hold It Tight. And then jump straight into Eddie King, Liberia's Eddie King, with their song Evil People featuring Nigeria's Terry Apala. Eddie King himself has some Nigerian heritage connections right there. So, of course, we're bringing that West African connection. Speaking of West African connection, I've got a very, very special show today because I've got a live interview with the one and only Ayo. That's spelled A3O, and we'll be speaking at 7:30, so please stay tuned. We'll be playing some music and getting to know his incredible musical journey and the plans he has for the future. Trust me, we've got, I predict, incredible things for this artist. So I will be playing some more of his music today as well, alongside a brand new song from Uganda, or South London's very own, who has Ugandan heritage, by the name of Mozzy Mutant, with his brand new Afro Swing inspired song Pick Up. So please don't go anywhere. In the meantime, let us jump into Malawi. And I do love this artist by the name of Malimba. And Malimba's brand new song is called Jen. So please don't go anywhere. This is me, Kalunji Fresh, with my Cut of Africa, right here on Colourful. Let's do it.
Zavuta okaza ndienda jambali ngati ngano kaza yamba matama kumandi pangila mwana
for the best music getting
nakupiano kama wazango nditano dalusa po energy dalusa po zamiri uza pesa amiri kaza ndisi ya jeni dalusa po energy dalusa po zamiri uza pesa amiri Sandicia Jenny, Jenny, we, Usandi Vajin, Jenny, we, Usali Lajin, Jenny, we, Usandi Vajin.
zaku salila tandisa mila uko pacha zaku kwa tama suka malila ndaluza po energy ndaluza po zambili uza pesa ambili ukaza ndisi ya cheni ndaluza po energy ndaluza po zambili uza pesa ambili ukaza ndisi ya cheni cheni we Yakenda straightforward, you face sana. Ukaza yamba kuziva kumera mapiko tizakana. Sinufuna zo pasana mateni. Likachoka bwele peni. Kwa iwe unaononga energy. Zoma ni uza unari kupate ntima umakunda. Jirunga mocha kenchoti neyo sanje inakula. Naononga energy. Nadusa mumapili. Don't take my melody. Tachoka kutaliki
Cheniwe, cheniwe Kusandi wa cheni Cheniwe, cheniwe Kusali la cheni Cheniwe, cheniwe Kusandi wa cheni Cheniwe, cheniwe Kusali la cheni
Story zanga Ugazansia uzandiva Unanzanga Tawi wa Santa Isa Nasia losa
I will follow you wherever you go, says Rwanda's Bruce Melody. Hey, I love that. That's their song, Sowe, S-O-W-E. Sowe, it's an incredible song, and the video is beautiful as well. Of course, it's harrowing, touches on the issue of the problems to do with drug addiction in Africa. So do listen to that and check out the video as well. Before then, as I mentioned, we had Malawi's Malimba with their song, Jen. And right now we are jumping into a brand new track. I promised you we got a brand new track from Uganda's very own. I'm very proud of this young artist by the name of Mozzy Mutant. And he comes to us via South London. That's Battersea itself. And in fact, he's a very, very incredibly talented young man. And I am biased, but he's a producer, a writer, and a director, and he's producing a film by the name of Battersea Ghoul Busters. He's producing it, so do Google Battersea Ghoul Busters to support that film. They're fundraising at the moment. But in the meantime, I want you to listen to his brand new Afro Swing inspired track called Pick Up. This is Mozzy Mutant's brand new song, Pick Up. Let's go.
Many guys that were sides on the other side. Outside, outside, if so many guys that were sides on the other side. Poison's my name, if
it's
the
side of the night.
You're the Bonnie to my Clyde. Choose between being outside or being by your side. Lateral waves by a landslide. Touchdown on all my shores. Saw you on the dance floor. Gonna give you the world and more. When you see that plus 4-4, Niger girl, you better pick up. UG girl, you better pick up. Kingston girl, you better pick up. US girl, you better pick up. Yeah, lived a life of incursions. Now I do Riviera excursions. Liver needs an aqua conversion instead of this alcoholic perversion. Holiday I needed all along. Life short, shoot it short, I near long. Soon as I see a cloud, I'm long gone. Phone on D&D, the demons did me wrong. Down on all my shores, saw you on the dance floor. Gonna give you the world and more. Pick up and you see that plus 4-4. Niger girl, you better pick up. UG girl, you better pick up. Kingston girl, you better pick up. US girl, you better pick up. SA girl, you better pick up. UK girl, you better pick up. South London, you better pick up. North London, you better pick up. She got dons all in the friend zone. Still trying to change that time zone. Those are antics I can't condone. They're all trying not to be alone. Girl, I'm trying to change your scenery. Check your email, I sent that itinerary. First time she's gone this far. Took her Xanti, I took her Zanzibar. Touchdown on warmer shores. Saw you out on the dance floor. Gonna give you the world and more. Pick up when you see that plus 4-4. Niger girl, you better pick up. UG girl,
you better pick up. SA girl, you better pick up. Yes, that is Mozzy Mutant, Uganda's Mozzy Mutant, with his brand new song, Pick Up. So please do pick up a copy of his, well, stream it really, his album by the name of Does Growing Up Mean Growing Apart? So do check out that album, his incredible album. I'll check to make sure I got that title right. But we're staying in Uganda. And I'm flying us into Uganda and Kenya Alamemfua at the same time. This is Uganda's Joshua Baraka alongside Kenya's Victoria Kimani with their brand new song, My Shine. Let's go.
No, no. It took some time. I tried to fight, but God pushed to the side. I realized my blessings only through the Most High. Yeah. All my life, they told me no despite my sacrifice. But that's alright. I know no one can ever take what's mine.
They can take what's mine.
Ain't nobody taking my shine. I put in the work and the time. Everything I do is so divine. Giving them pressure every time. Ain't nobody taking my shine. Put the new work anytime. Them know the girls so divine. Giving them pressure every time.
They can try, but they can never get in between me and my paper. My story is a movie, real life cinema. Few sins in and you cry yourself a river. I am a soldier, headshot to all the haters and creepers. Sometimes it's hard, but I make it look easy. My fire never stop burning.
All my life, they told me no despite my sacrifice. But that's all right.
They can take what's mine.
Ain't Nobody Taking Her Shine, says Kenya's Victoria Kimani alongside Uganda's Joshua Baraka with their song My Shine. Brap. I love this song. So hang tight, you, my East African singers. And those of you who are fans of Joshua Baraka, you, like I am, you will be able to see him Sunday, 13th of October at Jazz Cafe, Amazing Grace. So please do book your tickets. That is Jazz Cafe's Amazing Grace, Sunday, 13th of October. That is Joshua Baraka. And tickets are only £15. I only say that because I'm a big fan of Joshua Baraka. Please don't go anywhere because we've got an exciting interview from an amazingly talented artist by the name of Ayo, spelled A3O. And we'll be playing his music indeed to lead us into this interview. But that's coming up at 7:30. In the meantime, I want to jump us into this brand new song from South Africa's Nkosazana Daughter alongside Master KG, King Temoso, with their song Daliwami. Let's go.
Thank you.
That's South Africa's Nkosazana Daughter on the vocals alongside their very own South African King Temoso and Master KG with their song Daliwami featuring Nobukle. I do love me some South African music. Some Ama Piano always really gets me in the mood and just really settles me and calms me down. I did promise you guys that we'll be having a special guest, a very, very special guest. They're in the building right now. Oh, he is in the building. Ayo is in the building. But before we speak to him, we gotta play his incredible new song, 90s Baby, right here. Cuts of Africa with Kalunji Fresh, exclusively on Colourful Radio. Before we speak to the man himself, man of the hour, this is indeed Ayo with their song, 90s Baby. Let's go.
Mama, pack it in for your body, cut your data. Fire, fire, Joe, baby, fire, Joe, hey. Mama, pack it in for your body, cut your data. Baby, fire, Joe, hey, fire, Joe,
yes, I am indeed a 90s baby, so I can relate, Ayo, to this brilliant, brilliant song. That is Ayo spelt A3O. Let's get your mic up and get you into the building. Ayo himself. Brap, 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 brap. I need to get sound effects. Yeah. Oh, man, you brought the energy and the bright colors.
Thank you, man.
And the superstar swag.
Thank you so much, my brother. I appreciate
it. Yeah, man. I'm super excited because you are actually my first musical guest. I did have a guest last week, Chukwudi Onwuere, another Nigerian, but he's a writer, performer, does a little bit of music. He's got a play on, but you are the official first, so welcome to Colourful and welcome to Cuts of Africa.
So how are you feeling?
How are you doing?
I'm feeling great. Today's an amazing day, man. It's been a relaxing day. Normally they call me the King of Vibes.
Yeah.
So since I've been the King of Vibes, I've been finding that I've been fighting a lot of bad vibes. But today's been quite peaceful.
Oh, really, really? Okay, where are these bad vibes coming from, though?
We started April.
Yes.
Started in April, where my car got stolen while I was in the studio session.
What?
Yeah, and I was like, what is this? And the song that I was recording at the time was from the EP.
Yeah.
But I had just released a new song called Away From Me. And that song was Away From Me, saying just bad vibes go away from me.
So
I feel like that at the time was quite befitting to the song that had just been released. And it was crazy. I'm like, I've gone into the session, placed my keys down on the desk. A group of lads have noticed that I placed my key down on the desk and they've swiped it.
What?
It's a whole palaver. Like, the incident went viral on TikTok because it was like, you wouldn't believe it. You'll think like, what's going on? This has to be some sort of staged kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where they stole my keys, I was waiting with my friend who was my engineer, Sean, and my good friend, Alicia, who's part of my band. And we were just like recording and we realised the key's gone missing. Now we're looking. But at that time, the car was still outside.
Mm.
So my friend was like, you know, I'm not going to leave you here because Pirate Studios, who were a nightmare in terms of, in the beginning, they did turn things around in terms of helping, but their system is just not the best. So anyways, they were not really helpful at the time. So my friend was like, I'm going to drop you home.
Yeah.
Come back in the morning. Hopefully by then the cleaner would have come in. They'd been able to find where the keys had been put. Maybe someone took them.
Mm.
Come back in the morning. My car's gone.
Oh, man. See, that's not a good way to start the year, you know, first Bro. Quarter. And your car gets stolen. But you know what? At least, the thing I can say is that you managed to get that song recorded away from me.
I did.
Which is great. And then we will get to play that song alongside another song. But playing underneath us is the instrumental to 90s Baby.
Yes.
And is this you kind of aging yourself and telling everybody, but how deep in the 90s are we talking? Because you could be 1999 and still say, okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Let's keep it ambiguous.
Okay.
Keep it ambiguous. I'm a 90s baby and I champion the 90s. Champion in the 90s.
Yeah.
That's what.
So it's written here that you're self London raised. So are you deep South London, or how South London are we talking?
Very, I'll say deep South London, Brixton.
Bricky. Yeah. You don't get any more South London than that. And then, so how did you kind of jump into music? Of course, Brixton is famous for, you know, a lot of musical talent.
David Bowie, just to name a few.
Yeah. So many, like South London itself, we've got So Solid Crew, you know, Morning Love. But what's your kind of musical journey? How does young Ayo jump into making music?
I started music when I was in school. Like, again, I didn't come from a musically inclined home, apart from obviously the influences like listening to Afrobeats at the time, Fuji and all of that. But per se, I weren't really like, my parents don't sing, my dad doesn't sing, like no one in my family kind of sings. Like,
how do you discover your voice? Because you got a great voice, speaking and singing. So how do you discover you've got such a rich voice?
Thank you. It's crazy because it started in school, primary school.
Yeah.
The teacher came into the class and she was like, oh, I'm putting together a choir at the age of 4. I didn't know what a choir was, but I was just drawn to it. So I went and I did a rendition of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Wait, can you give us a little bit of that? Do you remember?
It's going to sound different now. Obviously my voice has developed, but as a kid, that was the only song that came to mind. I was really nervous.
Was it like an Afrobeats Nigerian inspired version? Or was
bro, it was just a typical basic nursery rhyme. Okay. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Mm. I wish I could say yes, it had the Afrobeat twist to it at the time.
Yeah.
No, it was just very basic. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. And I was the youngest in the room.
Yeah.
One thing that I do remember from that memory was that everyone in the room was like, you're so cute. Like, because I was the youngest, literally 4 years old, probably like reception.
Yeah.
Just reception. So from then I started singing with school.
Yes.
They would take us on tours, we'd go to like sing for the elderly. Again, being the youngest in the whole choir, I was always at the front, and I'd realise that the elders would just always be looking at me and, you know, be amazed and enthralled by just me and my energy at the front there. So that's what's followed me through. From that moment on, I realised that I loved the art of singing, I loved the art of performing, I loved the art of impacting others with my vocal ability and the talent that I have. But again, it wasn't a thing that was taught, it just naturally happened.
Oh man, well, I'm glad you discovered your voice, because we're blessed to be able to be in the presence of that. So what are some of your influences apart from Twinkle Twinkle Little Star?
Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. My influences, you can hear it in my tone, R&B, soul, all the stuff that we grew up listening to as young diasporans in the UK. So MTV Bass was my teacher when it came to music. I also had aunts and uncle who were born here, and they used to create little mixtapes for me. So Janet Jackson, Michael Jackson, 50 Cent, all the kind of music that we grew up on,
The
early noughties, that played a part. But then on the other side as well, my mum and dad really loved like bringing back home into the environment. So every Saturday we'd be listening to Wasu, all these like legends, King Sunny Ade. And so that's kind of what diversified me in terms of me being who I am today. Remembering those both of those cultures that played a part in you know, growing me as a person and growing my love for music. Wow. So I love the traditional elements as well, which I'm adding to my music. And then I love the fact that, you know, I'm born here.
Yes.
So I've got both of my cultures blended together to create the sound that you guys are going to be hearing.
Brilliant. And we get to hear more of that, more of AO's music. Yeah. And this is the song Away From Me. This was the song you were recording during that tragic... Or is it a different
this
song?
This was the song that I released the week, I think the day of when that happened. So it was on the day that it got released.
Well, hella for real.
Yeah,
but you know what? Bad energy, bad vibes, stay away from me. Because King Vibes, AO himself, is right here. And this is that brilliantly produced and sung song, Away From Me by AO. Right here, Cuts of Africa with Kalungi Fresh. Don't go anywhere, Colourful Radio. Let's go.
In my life, as I come blessed from the utmost high, you never kill my vibe. Don't get bright, make I tell you this for the 100th time. I'm the king of vibe, you better recognize. Welcome to my kingdom where I dwell. Oh, yeah, soon I'll be soon, mommy, Joe. Leave the bad energy at the door. I just want to catch, cruise, enjoy. Make a catch, cruise, enjoy. Oh, yeah, soon, mommy, Joe. Leave the bad energy at the door. I just want to catch, cruise, enjoy. Make a catch, cruise, enjoy.
Away from me. Oh, my eyes.
Lock my shine, stop with bago, chatting jargon, Oruba, Robojo, Palama, La Jano. You can never try me cause you're not that brother. Ole, push your chest up, flex your muscle, raise tornado. One thing I know, you think you're wicked, trust I'm wicked, then that. You can never try me, don't even. Oh, yeah, soon I'll be soon, mommy, Joe.
Joe.
Give me bad energy at the door.
Joe.
I just want to catch, cruise, enjoy. Make a catch, cruise, enjoy. Oh, yeah, soon, mommy, Joe.
Give
me bad energy at the door.
Joe.
I just want to catch, cruise, enjoy. Make a catch, cruise, enjoy.
Away from me.
Stop my life, you can never kill my vibe. You will never block my shine, you can never block my life. You will never dim my light, you will never kill my vibe. Oh, you will never dim my light, you will never stop my life.
Away from me.
Away.
Oh, bad vibes away.
Oh, bad vibes away.
Say Away From Me, says Nigeria's AO with their incredible song. So bad vibes, Away From Me. But let's really focus on the good vibes,
yes.
AO. You were telling me, you know, about just the inspiration or the kind of circumstances around the song. But what kind of really inspires you right now? We've talked about some of your influences, but what inspires you in general?
It's how do I answer this question? A lot of things inspire me. The three in my name actually stands for what my music is about. So that is life, love, and light. So I like light. I'll break things down. So light for me is just like positive energy, shedding light on new things, nuances. You know, just keeping things light as well. Life is just in general, like things that happen to me, like I can't be stolen. That again is inspired a song. Life influences things happening, life events that happen, and also life, light, and love. Like all of these things are who I am, who embodies me, and I try to put them into my music. Literally, my music is a walking diary of me, of things that I've gone through,
yeah.
Things that I've seen, stories that I've heard. Sometimes I may tell my story or tell other people's stories that, you know, that are around me, but my music is genuinely just true to who I am,
yeah.
All the time. My music is my truth. It's my way of expression.
Light, life, and love.
Yeah.
So, well, what I do love is that you've had such a very meteoric rise. Really, it's been steady. So, what would you say was kind of the pivotal moment in your musical kind of trajectory so far? Is it performing for Capital Extra's Music Potential Showcase? Is it performing alongside Iris Star on the same bill as Iris Star? What was the biggest one for you?
I bet all of them, to be fair, all of them have been very important moments. The Iris Star one, we didn't even know she was coming, so it was just like a shock to the system. But in terms of everything that I've gone through, they've led to me being who I am, yeah. And reminding me of who I am as well. A lot of the time, you live in a world where there's so much darkness, man. You're always told to shrink yourself. For me, being a black 6'3", 6 foot man, I've always been told that I must always mold myself to make myself palatable for other people. But these events here just kind of remind me that, bro, you're a king.
Yeah, man.
Keep shining. Don't look at anyone else. Don't think about what anyone else is saying. Don't think about how they're going to perceive you or talk about you. Just be you. Just be true to who you are.
Yeah.
So each time I've had these moments, it's like, wow, like, little old me from Brixton. I am able to share the stage with Kylie Minogue, like, one of the biggest artists ever. I've been on stage with 70,000, performing to 70,000 people in a park, like, these moments are just moments that keep reminding me to keep going. So all of them, I won't even minimise any one of them. Like, they're all big. From working with the Mobos for a year.
Yeah.
Like, all of that is just reminding me, bro, we're doing something here.
And then where would you say, that's incredible. And it's always hard, I guess, it's like a parent having to choose their favourite child, right? It's hard to kind of choose your biggest accomplishment. But they're all major. Because you know, you've been attached to Mobile with the Mobile Unsung Artist in 2022. You've had the opportunity to be part of the Amazon Music Booth Emerging Artist Competition. Yeah. You know, so it's a lot of big achievements. So where to next? Where to next for Ayo?
Where to next? We're working on an amazing first debut EP project, man. Just trying to do something different. Do something different and represent the UK and remind the UK that our artists are still here and we're still very much strong.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of the time we're looking elsewhere for what's the next trend, what's happening. But actually, there's a community of budding artists here in the UK representing. So I'm just trying to put us back on the map.
Yes.
Like we were back in 2013, 2014, at the rise and beginning of Afrobeat.
Yes.
Like a lot has changed since then.
Yeah.
And it's like we've forgotten about the treasures that lie within us. So I'm trying to do that and bring us back to that. Remembering there's artists here.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Brilliant. Well, I want to hear more about, you know, kind of your love for Afrobeat, but as well as, you know, your future kind of ambitions to expand your own project, but also the genre of Afrobeat. But in the meantime, let us play another song of yours, and this time it's Giggle. We're going to start with Giggle, and this is Ayo's Giggle right here, Cuts of Africa with Kalungi Fresh, exclusively on Colourful Radio. Let's go.
If you don't laugh, you will cry.
Mama, why you holding your head down? Keep your eye on me. Struggles in the past, yeah, we're here now. Simmer down, we'll be. Look up, I come, you're doing great. While shine your eye, Corey. I I'ma say this one last time now. Settle down and breathe. I no go die, make I enjoy. I no go keep myself, make I indulge. This life is not short, the thing it get long. But you see, as I did, I just take on it. Make a giggle, oh yeah, make a giggle, oh ah. See you supposed to. Man, you really done one, you done one on me. But na Babylon, they make it tough, sir. E-L-I-I-E, yeah. In a low, my job on them head top, that is what them need. Still no justice for them, I grandfather, you man, take the means. I don't go die, make I enjoy. I no go keep myself, make I indulge. This life is not short, till you get long. But you see, as I did, I just take on me. Make a giggle, oh yeah, make a giggle.
Go, that is Ayo with Giggle. So instead of crying, just give us a little giggle, really. Ayo yes. says, is that one of your other mantras as well? Like, just laughter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather laugh than cry, to be fair. Even though sometimes it's healthy to cry, yeah? I'm not going to be one of those people that are like, oh yeah, don't cry, man up, toxic masculinity. Yeah, no, yeah. I'm not doing that. But yeah, I'd rather laugh though.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, like, I think it's so simple. I try to find jokes in anything. Sometimes yeah. I find jokes in too many things and I'm told, like, yeah, that's inappropriate. But I think
you've
it's
got dark humor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Trust me. Me and my brother, we just bust joke about everything. It's like, maybe that's not funny. We're at a funeral. So,
oh, gosh.
But yeah, so, okay, so off kind of while Giggle was playing, we were talking about the kind of discourse around Afrobeats, right? So, what's your opinion on a lot of discussion around people almost denouncing the label of Afrobeats? How do you feel about that?
At first, when it first happened with one of the artists that I kind of like pay a lot of respect to, I thought maybe he didn't mean it that way. But then I thought about it as, wow, okay, cool. What Afrobeats has done for our community, for just our music in itself, it's put Nigeria, it's put all these African countries back on the map in terms of putting us in our positions of, yeah, you guys are royalty, you lot are doing this. From South Africa or everywhere, like, even like Amapiano, like all these things, like it stems from Afrobeats. But then on the other hand, I understand why they feel like, okay, they used the genre to climb and then they're denouncing it, because actually, really and truly, don't shoot me, it started with the UK. Afrobeat started with the UK. The actual term Afrobeat was from the legend himself, R.I.P. Fela Kuti, Afrobeat. And we've coined it, added an S to it. And I remember back in 2010...
Because we add S's to everything.
Yeah.
As the Tesco's. Like, yes. Yeah.
I mean, it's a British thing.
Yeah,
S, yeah. Yeah, we add our S's. Yeah. So I remember in 2010 when my cousins came over from Atlanta, they were calling the genre at the time, because it didn't have a name. To them, they were like, oh, it's Afro hip hop.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, yeah, no, that's Afro hip hop. What are you talking about? I'm like, no, cuz it's called Afrobeats.
Yeah.
And fast forward to 5 years later, we meet up again. They're like, oh yeah, I love some Afrobeats. Like,
Yeah.
So now you have jumped on the bandwagon. And then before you know it, everyone in Nigeria is calling it Afrobeats as well. And I understand that term for them. They're like, oh well, we've used it. But for me, I'm like, you've used it. Mm. So even though it didn't come from you guys originally, you guys have now taken on the mantra where we've now, in the UK, shifted from looking at our artists and looking at you guys.
So you feel, so would you say then you carry this kind of Afrobeat, I guess, I don't know, mantle?
Yes.
You as AO, I'm Afrobeat.
I'm proud of it.
Yeah.
I am proud of it. I feel like it's something that was, it started in the UK, whether it was incorrect, like some people say Bashment is not Bashment.
Yeah.
It's actually, Bashment means a dance, like, so it's not actually a so genre,
really,
it's dance, actually dancehall.
Dancehall,
whether it was coined incorrectly or not, I still, you know, I'm holding it.
Yeah, hang to Afrobeat. Listen,
a long time ago, no one was proud to be African.
Growing up
in school, all the Sheuns were Sean's.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people were doing...
Oliver.
Now, Afrobeat's come along, and everyone's proud and proud to own their heritage. And with that, I'm proud to own my heritage as well. So,
well, let's do a little big shout out to some of the Africans that are on my live right now. Kalunji Fresh, Cut of Africa. So hang tight, Kenneth. Obsessed by Print, Mozy Mutant. We just played his music right here. That's Ugandan. Fumi Layo. We've got so many people. And obviously, we got Natumi and Hang Tight Alice as well. Alice Troughton, big director that I worked with before. She may not be African, but she does love, you know, African talent.
Come on.
So, everybody that in Elu, oh, how can I forget Elu Iboka, Nigerian, South African. So, Hang Tight, everybody that's tuned in. Listen, I wish we had more time because we could be chatting forever and ever, because off air and on air, we just got... You bring the vibes. You actually do bring the vibes. I'm not going to lie to you. So I want to continue on these vibes and play another one of your songs. And this time it's a collaboration with Moet and Sona. Am I pronouncing it right?
Moet. Calls himself Moe.
Listen, I am Ugandan. I mispronounce stuff all the time. So Moe. And Sona.
Yes.
Sona. Yes. I might have been the show like Chopé, but it's Sona. And this is your song, It.
I mean,
I'm so proud to be able to have people like send me music. And a big shout out to your management and your radio pluggers, music pluggers. They just like really supporting you. So I'm pleased to have just a plethora. So do send me more of your music when your EP comes out. And we continue talking. But in the meantime, let's play AO's It alongside fellow Nigerians, Moe and Sona, right here. Cuts of Africa with Kalunji Fresh, only on Colorful. Don't go anywhere. Let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Colorful Radio.
I'm a need you to say yes before I touch you. Come, baby, handle it, come on, love me. The way that you handle it, that is naughty. Your body's something that could love me.
But the party be playing games. Register in vibe to cut in frames. Lenses are fired, the view is flames. No need for water, the same return.
For the party be playing games. Checking vibes, recording frames. Lenses on fire, the view is flames. No need for water, the same return. I'm going to back in for the game.
Come, baby, and the little unlearn me. The way that you and me like is nothing. Your body is something that could hurt me.
If I was to ask you for your love, well, get to me slowly. Check how I'm rocking. One this your body, you get to me properly. Check how I'm rocking. Want to see your body, body, you make you just take go. I just want to know, get body like so. Oh yeah, baby, Joe. Oh yeah, go down low. I just want to know, and get body like so. Oh yeah, Joe.
Anyway, the way you handle it though, take it down to the floor. Make a rise up some more. Take a leg, put a leg, pop a yo.
Yes, indeed. That is Ayo, Nigeria's Ayo, with their song, It, alongside fellow Nigerians, Mowe and Sona. So speaking of collaborations, just as we close off the show, got three more minutes before Afrobeat's plug with Flo and Vina starts. Any artist within the continent or kind of African heritage that you'd love to work with? It could be anyone. If you could wave a Magic King of Vibes wand, who would you perform with or make music with?
I've got two people that I'd make songs with. That's come to my head. I'm really feeling Phils right now.
Yes.
Like, he has been doing a lot, and I'm just loving it.